Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tanya Daniel. I'm the Senior Director for Entrepreneurship Initiatives for Junior Achievement of Southeast Texas. What or who is JA? We are the world's largest nonprofit that specializes in financial literacy, entrepreneurship, and workforce readiness. And I am truly privileged to be leading the JA Company Program, which is our founding program that falls under our entrepreneurship and workforce readiness pillar. And through the program, I help unleash the entrepreneurial spirit of high school teenagers. It gives me great joy because I truly believe that our youth are emerging business leaders that can serve as the engines of the US economy. And can take over from the Musks and, you know, the Jobs and the Bezos, and we are helping create them. And to me, that is why it gives great pleasure to partner with the Houston Baptist University, because collaboration is at the soul of everything that we do, and we cannot do it together. And I think when we have a shared vision and we have, you know, we unite to create a mission that can truly empower, I think that's where the future is going to be served the best by all of us. One other thing that I wanted to touch on is that the company program believes in empowerment through entrepreneurship, which is, again, really important that we partner with stakeholders, because we can empower people together. And I think that there's great power in that.
You know, Tanya, I really love what you're doing. Of course, the word entrepreneurship could keep me up day and night. I love focusing on entrepreneurs. I love the DNA of entrepreneurs. I just read Amazon Unbound, and what an amazing story. Who would have ever thought some geeky guy that was selling books on the internet would turn, you know, retail upside down in America? We are privileged to have the McNair Center of Entrepreneurialism here, Mike Romy leading that charge. Talk about the synergy that we're developing between Junior Achievement of Southeast Texas and HBU.
Thank you so much for that question and for highlighting Mike. Mike is a role model to so many of us, and I think that he lives the McNair brand. Mm-hmm. And I cannot think of a better person leading the collaboration between Junior Achievement and the McNair Center. I think with Mike, the conversations began at a very broad level about how can we empower our youth? How can we make them better business leaders? And I think now it's trickled down to concrete steps where we're talking about patents. We're talking about nurturing pre-startups and possibly helping them manufacture their products right here at HBU through the most amazing cohort of engineering students that we have using the 3D printers in this campus, right? And right. I think that's amazing that these conversations have shaped and shifted and started off at a very broad level through empowerment, and now we're taking concrete steps. I think with Mike and with the McNair Center, I think it's really important that our students also have role models. And so we're possibly looking at trainings being held here at HBU in the future. Mm-hmm. For example, our emerging business leaders that do the program get trained in departments like sales, supply chain and manufacturing, management. And I think using HBU as that platform in the future to host these trainings. I mean, Mike would be a fantastic candidate to host a training himself. Mm-hmm. I think is just thrilling for me that we're going down this avenue. And then I think also on a broader level, talk about how can we support our youth as they are nervous about starting businesses during the pandemic climate. Having these conversations, as we see a lot of small businesses failing in their first year, students tend to be a little averse to risk. And I think hearing from people like Mike, hearing from HBU students who have been successful about that is part of the game. failure is a stepping stone to success. And having these life coaches, I think, will be really important down the line and really kind of making them realize that it's the journey that counts.
Now, when you were articulating junior achievement, there were three key areas I noticed. One was financial literacy.
Correct.
Yeah, tell me those three areas again and drill down a little bit on those, will you?
Sure. So our three pillars are financial literacy, entrepreneurship, and workforce readiness or work readiness. So entrepreneurship is our founding pillar. We were established 100 years ago with this program. It's a century-old program that's done globally in over 100 countries, right? So if you look at Yemen, it does it. I was in a conversation with our Kenya office, so Nairobi does it. Peru and Argentina do it. Hong Kong does it, and England does it. So it's truly a global program. It also touches workforce readiness. We have several other programs. It's actually one of our strengths that we have a variety of program at elementary, middle, and high school level that focuses on financial literacy and, of course, the other two pillars. We have job shadows that really cater to workforce readiness. And we even have R&D programs that we cultivate because I think the Houstonian landscape is truly unique. So, for example, HBU helped us host one of our very first STEM days here on campus. And I remember that was the first time I walked into this campus and I was blown away by the warmth, the graciousness, and the expertise on display. So that conference is not a traditional GA program. We actually planned it with HBU, we created it, and they helped execute it. And it just didn't touch or focus on STEM and science. They later expanded it to include community heritage, to include lessons on financial aid. And the impact data and the stats that we collected after that was mind-blowing. Students said, we can finally aspire to go to a private college. We're not gonna just discount ourselves. Oh, it's a private school. There's no hope for us. And that, again, comes down to that message of empowerment. We are making them believe in themselves that there is hope. Yes, we can access HBU. Yes, it is possible. Yes, we should not discount ourselves based on our color, our background, our economic status. And I think our three pillars are being served best by the collaborations we have with stakeholders like HBU.
You know, Bob and Janice McNair are big enthusiasts of, obviously, the epitome of entrepreneurialism, Bob himself
of
and
course.
Janice.
Such an icon,
yeah,
right?
The whole family. But I remember the day that Bob and Janice came to President Sloan's house and we signed that joint partnership so that one of the universities, and they were discriminate about where are they going to put these entrepreneurial centers, and a lot of places would have wanted them, but they specifically and intentionally placed it here at HBU. Mm-hmm. And like you said, Mike Romy, his very life is entrepreneurialism.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, this is the world he's been living in. What do you see as some of the future collaborations that HBU could do, create with Junior Achievement here in Houston?
Do we have like 2 days to talk about it? Let me try and summarize. So we've had some really great discussions on vision with Mike. And let me start off by saying that what I love about Mike is that he's absolutely fearless to talk about failure. And in my very first meeting, I normally meet entrepreneurs, sometimes who like to brag, and that's completely okay. I like to brag as well.
Brag or swag.
Exactly, right? And language is everything. But I love the fact that he can talk about failure and use that as a stepping stone. And then we use that to kind of talk about what can we do down the line, right? To answer your question, TED Talks, TEDx Talks, because GA has never done that. And one of the visions that I have for the company program is I send all my students these TEDx links and TED Talk links, and I'm like, why are we not doing our own? And I think that's a great way to start. It's an easy start. It's a small step in the right direction. But I can also, down the line, I mean, we had a STEM conference. Why not have the very first consortium of entrepreneurs here? Mm-hmm. Why not have an entrepreneurial conference that's spearheaded by HBU with J Company Program as a stakeholder? We can even have it, make it collaborative. And I think that, you know, as I'm trying to have pop-up shops and have a collaborative pop-up shop, like a consortium of pop-up shops for my students, where we have like 10 companies have one space because they all have the same shared vision. Why not have a consortium here hosted by HBU, where we have different stakeholders all coming together because of HBU? And I think down the line, I can see that work really well.
Well, we're excited about every one of those initiatives. When I think about entrepreneurialism, that can begin very, very young. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, it kind of turned on when I was 16 years of age. Mm-hmm. And I had my life turned around and said, boom, I can have my career now. Well, you know, 5 years later, I had my career blowing and going. But, you know, for a lot of young people, they've got to have someone speak into their life and give them examples, paradigms, you know.
Correct.
I mean, talk about what you see as the normal kind of profile of where young people are. What are some of the greatest ignition points to get these diamonds in the rough started?
Great question. I love that you asked that question. I think the pandemic has really made it challenging for students, high schoolers, young people who are excited about starting their business to actually execute, right? And I think if you look at the profile of GA companies, it is so funny. You know, there is no straight answer. We have students who are doing calculus to AP chemistry students who are like, we really want to start a business. We have had students who wanted to go to MIT and do math and who are now doing business analytics at MIT, right? Mm-hmm. And because the company program has changed the way they look at their future. But I think the commonality or the ignition points I see in students is the ability to problem solve. They have pinpointed a certain problem in their families, in their communities, that they want to tackle, that they want to solve, right? And they have no idea what agile thinking is. They don't understand design thinking at this stage when they come to the company program, but they are really focused on problem solving. And they have an idea that they've been thinking about, saying, oh, what if I create this app that will help the police track down missing people? Because we have so many digital detectives out there. We're seeing that now in the media blowing up with missing people, especially with the case of Gabby. And they're coming up with solutions, even though they have no idea how to execute them. They certainly don't have the capital. They don't understand what fundraising is, but they are problem solvers innately. And I think the more we cultivate it, the more we join hands with HBU and cultivate it together, I think these are the ignition points that will then really blossom and we can really have the entrepreneurs of the future.
Now we're talking to Tanya Daniel from Sri Lanka.
Yes.
Who is the director, I like that, the director of entrepreneurship initiatives for Junior Achievement of Southeast Texas. Always makes me ask the question, why are you in this career you're in? Why aren't you doing something else?
Great question. My story is also about failure. So I qualified as an attorney, as a lawyer, specialized in international law and human rights law, worked in corporate all my life, specialized in areas of nation building, arbitration, international reconciliation, conflict resolution, and then I married an American. And at that time, like all families, egos take a backseat, and I moved here, gave up a very lucrative offer from British American Tobacco, and decided that I would live here and support my husband in his career. He's a scientist, by the way. And then I got this amazing offer. The GA brand is so well known. One of my closest friends who was a volunteer for GA for several years from Deloitte said, hey, why don't you try applying for, you know, for this position, because, you know, it'll be good for you. You're just literally not doing anything else right now other than shopping at HEB. And so I applied for a senior manager position. I got that role. And then my boss, the president, Joe Burke, moved me to this role as senior director in 2019. And I am having the time of my life. I've grown up with entrepreneurs. My uncle and my cousins have thrived as entrepreneurs in Sri Lanka. My cousin's company just got acquired, I will not tell you for how much, but quite a lot, in Sri Lanka by a German insurance company, and I've always been inspired by them. I've been inspired by their work ethic. I've been in awe of the way that they have this innate ability to problem solve and to come up with solutions and to broker peace from all angles, right? In the production process, broker peace with their people. And I've always been inspired by entrepreneurship, and I feel like it's a godsend that I got this role because now I'm living my dreams vicariously through all my students.
Excellent. You know, and then you studied in London.
I did.
And so how did you segue from Sri Lanka to London, and what did you pick up in the UK that helped facilitate where you are now in Houston, Texas?
Yeah, I know, right?
Very international
world
city.
Apart, absolutely. So Sri Lanka used to be a British colony. And when you decide to do law, traditional Sri Lankan parents say, aha, London, because that is the epicenter, right? If you think of the Magna Carta, you think of, I mean, it's a birthplace of law, right? So I was really fortunate. I got some scholarships. My family supported me financially as well, because I come from a very middle-class family. So my family chipped in to send me to London, and off I went. And I think what really, the biggest lesson, if you talk about life lessons from London, is you have to understand Sri Lanka is an island. I walk barefoot in Sri Lanka, right? Everyone knows everyone. And then you go to London, I had two deep freezers. I had never worn a pair of UGG boots in my life before. And it was just daunting, just the weather. I remember crying because I couldn't handle the cold, and I had a dinky little fireplace that did not keep me warm, right? But in terms of life lesson, I learned to be resilient, adapt better. I think I became more international in my outlook, even though I had traveled extensively before that. I had never lived in another country. Sri Lanka was always home base. And so I learned to make friends with people who didn't look like me and who didn't speak like me and who didn't necessarily like me, and that it was okay, right? And I think with University of London, kudos to them, right? Big shout out. They had a very international community of students, right? So I learned so much from my professors, from my fellow, you know, students. I really grew. I took part in student activities, and I really came out of the shell, because believe it or not, I was quite shy before, and it's a shocker to a lot of people. And so I credit London and that entire experience with, you know, enabling me to come out of my shell. So
dynamic city and a dynamic place to study.
I know, I miss London. I miss the museums. I miss the culture, the art shows, everything.
HBU is in a collaboration through the McNair Center of Entrepreneurialism and the Junior Achievement of Southeast Texas. Tanya Daniel is taking that charge, and we're very excited to see what's going to take place in the days ahead. Thank you so much for your leadership. Thank you for your vision. And we do really look forward with great excitement to what's going to take place collaboratively in the days ahead.
Absolutely, and it's been such an honor to be here. The GA Company program is proud to be associated with the Houston Baptist University brand, and of course the McNair Center for Entrepreneurship. And thank you for giving us this privilege. Like I said, it takes a village to raise a child, right?
That's right.
And we have so many, and we can only do that by joining forces.
I totally agree.
It's a privilege. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.